Welcome to Mystics and Broomsticks Podcast with Melanie Dawn and Tanya Ryan.
Well, I always like to stay true to my word, so welcome to A Broke Girl's Guide to Money Manifestation. My name's Tanya. If you caught the inaugural episode this season, welcome. We have a little bit of a rebrand, Mystics and Broomsticks. And Melanie and I were talking about what sorts of things we want to do this season. And mine was essentially just having, oh my gosh, I could not tell you how many manifestation books and courses and various things that I have done over a very, very long period of time. And I can't say that it hasn't worked, but I can say it has not worked the way that I thought it was going to. And perhaps we're going to cover that base as we talk about this. But something that I thought about was a lot of people that are money coaches, manifestation coaches, life coaches, that sort of channel, they are using their own acquisition, is that a word, of wealth as like a kind of a, like to vet themselves, like to be like, hey, I've done this, therefore I can teach this. And I don't think that that's untrue exactly. But I think once you are in a state of wealth, you can lose touch with the state of not having wealth. And even though you might know the gist of like what's like what got you from A to B, when you are further and further and further away from A, you start to not be a great teacher. So if you're sitting here going like, well, Tanya, you have no credentials to be teaching me how to manifest money, you are correct. Thank you. This is the blind leading the blind today. So this is very much a, you know what, you gotta like put it through your own personal filter. And if it does not land in your body, then it's not for you. And I don't even know if this is going to work, okay? It's just a theory that landed in my head and I'm like basically putting it into practice. So if I have other people to do this with, we've got some accountability. We can like cross-reference, compare notes, that kind of a thing. So I would love if you're on board with the blind leading the blind, peer learning here, hard knocks, okay? If you're on board with that, please do get in touch with me and tell me if you put into practice anything I talk about. And I might make this a multi-part series kind of a thing just because I want to have that accountability and I'd like some follow-up. So yeah, anyways, hopefully this will help me hold myself to that. So just for some backstory on maybe to give context to why I have some cynicism around the manifestation techniques that are out there right now. I feel like when The Secret took off, which was, oh my gosh, I think that was, 15 or 20 years ago. Like it's been a while, guys. I actually saw something that sort of debunked that whole racket too. Anyways, that's part of my cynicism is I like learn things and I go, oh, I see, we were misled. my real life experience in the School of Hard Knocks, if you are not aware of this anyways, we're in a funny place with music, but I've had a career in music for 15 years. And I made a living with my music. And I mean, I had to bolster it sometimes with other forms of income. But ultimately, I did make a living with music, which is something that was a goal and what I wanted to do. But when I tell you, when I started playing music and I started from like, I wish I could actually dig into the depths of YouTube and pull out, like I actually hid all the videos back in the day. I was like, these are embarrassing. I took them down. But I wish we could pull up some of those so I could be like, this is how bad I was when I started. I was 20 and I was terrible. And here's where I got to. And you can do a quick YouTube search. I'll tell you my favorite one. If you are going to look it up, you don't have to do it though, because none of this is actually super important, but just if you're like that guy that like watches a documentary and then low-key gets obsessed and then like Google researches everything for like a month, if you're that guy, go on to YouTube. You can search Tanya Ryan. My favorite, the one I'm actually proud of, is Project Wild 2017, and it's called I Want You is the song. That one is the one I like. All the other ones are garbage, but that's just personal opinion. Anyways, if you feel inclined to go and check anything out, feel free. But anyways, so that's where it ended. Can't show you where it started, but just trust me, it was bad. But when I started, and not at the very, very beginning, but when it started to kind of just feel like, wow, this is something I'm supposed to be doing. I am meant to be a musician. I am meant to be an artist. I'm meant to be a creator. I'm meant to be a writer. This feels right to me. I don't know where the audacity comes from, but I have a lot of it. And essentially I just have a lot of like drive, a lot of, fearlessness around pursuing a goal or ambition. And almost probably to like not a great, like it's a flaw, like as in I can kind of go too hard sometimes. I'm giving this backstory to essentially, just to give you the full story on, so that you know, my cynicism around manifestation doesn't come from nothing. It doesn't come from me just being a cynic, which I am. So let's like also like put that like out there. Like I am just naturally cynical, but I also am like, I play devil's advocate with myself. So I go, okay, well, the cynic in me says no, but the devil's advocate says you got to try it. So I do feel like there is some balance there. I'm just giving this backstory. So that's why I'm talking about this, just in case you're wondering why or how it's relevant. When I started getting into music and all these things were just like lining up for me, like things were just sort of happening and it felt very serendipitous and it felt very like destiny oriented. And even though I wasn't kind of in the realm of spirituality or believing in anything woo woo at the time, it just felt like things were lining up. And I had huge, huge dreams of who and what I was going to be, like how I was going to achieve and what I was going to achieve in my career and what that was going to look like. Like I was like, I'm going to be basically like Taylor Swift, but the Canadian equivalent. This is actually really embarrassing. Everyone should just know this now. Okay. I am embarrassed because I failed at that. See, because you don't know me as like the Canadian Taylor Swift, do you? No, you're like this, that's just that bitch with a podcast where they can't pick the name. Or she sells candles and shit, or, you know, whatever, but basically did not become Canadian Taylor Swift, long story short. Did not get, even an iota of her billions, not even 1 billion did I get. But this is where I go, but I was fully subscribed, even though I wasn't woo woo. It's so funny how I was in cognitive dissonance. Like, so, when I was like 22, if you'd have been like, do you believe in psychics or like things or like woo things? I'd have been like, no, but here I am over here, like totally manifesting vision boards. Like I've got the whole, I have done, if it is on a manifestation type of technique, I have done it. Okay. And when I tell you, I was fully, like, I did not doubt myself. Again, remember the audacity. I did not doubt myself at all. I was like, this is me. This is what I will do. This is what I will accomplish. So I got really disillusioned about 5 years ago when I was like, oh shit, like it didn't happen. It was basically when I got pregnant, because I was like, oh yeah, no, I didn't want to do this, like pregnant. I didn't want to do this. I didn't want to tour with a kid. Like I did. So as soon as I got pregnant, I know people don't have to stop their careers because they had kids, but that isn't what I wanted. Like, again, even if you could do it, it was like, oh, but I didn't do it. I didn't do what I planned to do. I didn't do what I wanted to do. And I think it just sort of crashed down on me going like, oh shit, you're a grown up. And this was supposed to be like achieved by now. And oh my God, you're going to have a kid. Like you're supposed to have been successful. You're supposed to be able to support this kid. You're supposed to be able to pay for things. Like, so I didn't wind up where I manifested myself, where I fully with great conviction believed I was going to get, like, to like delulu. She was, bitch was delusional. And like, again, there's part of like delusion. It can be such a magical tool. But yes, I was like absolutely going to get where I was going to get. So when I did not, and some people like really, the people that don't want to hear this story, like they don't want to hear that all manifestation doesn't work or the way that manifestation works doesn't work for everybody, blah, blah, blah. The people that don't want to hear that will argue with me like, it's not too late. It's like, you know what though? It kind of is. Like, it's not. No, I could have a music career at any point in my life, but I want you to like look at like any career path for me, even as it like as it looks for music, does not look the way that I envisioned. And again, yes, you might be sitting there going, yes, but manifestation works in mysterious ways. You might not get exactly what you're looking for. I know, but you also say be specific. So you gotta fucking make up your mind here. Like, so anyways, long story short, you can see the frustration of me and manifesting. Because when I say I've tried it all, it's because I have met every argument when I was like, this didn't work for me. Someone's like, well, you gotta... And it starts to sound a little bit like, and bless anyone that is like runs an MLM, but like it just starts to sound a little bit like MLM culture where they're like, oh, if you didn't work the program, the program's not working for you. You didn't work the program. It sounds like gaslighty. It's like, you didn't work hard enough then. And I'm like, oh, I promise you. I ate, breathed, slept music for years. Like, it's just, there's nothing that makes any sense to me other than, what was it about this that didn't work? What was it? Maybe this was like, I feel like when I'm 90, I'll look back and be like, oh, it all makes sense. Like, that was all how that was supposed to go. But I think it just for me means like manifestation has to look a little bit differently. And so I could write $1,000,000 checks to myself. It doesn't mean that I'm going to get that $1,000,000. So I'm taking it way, way back, like scrolling it, like dialing it way in and going, okay, I want to see what kind of manifestation works for me, how manifestation works for me, because I know what doesn't work for me. And again, I know it's not full stop because I did have so much success with music. Just not like so much success. It wasn't the success I thought I was going to have, but I had successes. Like, I had wonderful things happen that I'm so grateful for. I did receive so much grant funding. And great experiences. And I met wonderful people and I still got to perform on really cool big stages and whatever. It was cool. It just, even some of the small things, like, or what I think are small things, like, I just wanted to play at like, Craven, which is like in Saskatchewan. It's a music festival. It's not even that big a deal. I just want to play there. I never got to play there. Like, I played at Big Valley Jamboree, but like once. And anyways, some things which I think Merritt, I would have loved to have played in Merritt, BC. Like, I wanted to kind of tour a little bit. I didn't really tour. And you don't have to be a huge act to tour. Okay, anyways, like, let's not make this like the whole like obituary of my career. Anyways, okay. So essentially I just want to like scale it back into like what manifestation, you know, does work for me. And again, even recognizing that some of the things I did manifest themselves, like they did occur, they did happen. So I'm like, okay, I got something is working here, but something is not working here. Am I not in alignment with the universe? Do I have too hard of a vision on what I think success looks like, versus being open and receptive to, you know, varying degrees of success? Am I open to interpretation, or am I too open? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, I think that something else that I have not seen as like far as manifestation techniques is we're treating it like everybody can just do, okay, do step 1, 2, 3, 4. There you go. That works. When I think we're more like, this is a bit of an analogy for parents maybe, but, you know, if like, say you're having trouble getting your baby to sleep and you're venting to a mom whose baby has never had any trouble sleeping, your counsel there is not gonna like work great, right? Like, they're just going, oh, well, you know, you shush pat them a few times and then put them down. And you're like, oh, I've shush patted. I've, you know, bounced. I have got the extra, like, it's, I think we're all like babies. We all have different needs, and it's a matter of kind of experimenting and playing and figuring out what's your love language as it pertains to manifestation? What is your unique individual pathway to manifesting what you want? And also, just a shorthand hack here, If you are familiar with human design, so human design is, it's like, if you haven't heard of it, it sounds kind of weird. It's like me saying, if you're familiar with astrology, so if you Google human design, you can put in your information. It's actually the same information that you need for your astrology. But you put it into the, and I like astrology, there's various different ones you can put into. You put your information in there and you'll find some stuff out about yourself. And it's a little more complicated, I feel, than astrology. It's actually like equally, but astrology just has almost more users. So it's become a little bit more easy to understand or more digestible. But human design, you will find out you have a type, you have like a strategy, you have a profile. There's like kind of these various different things. The easiest thing, honestly, is to go get a reading, but I don't know anyone, so I can't refer you. But it's like kind of a big beast when you look into it. But there is something on there. There is actually your manifestation style is on there. So if this is something that interests you, it's kind of neat to know because I don't know. I'm not a human design expert by any means, so I don't know much. But I know of two, which there is specific and general. Manifestors. I am a general, which means I'm actually not supposed to do the specific thing. Like I'm not supposed to write down exactly what I want. I'm supposed to write down generally what I want. There might be feeler manifestors, which means you'd want to like do it more on feeling, but I don't actually know. So just like go look into it. Look, check out your own human design. You just need your time of birth date, and location, just like you would for, astrology. And, anyways, but on there somewhere is like what type of manifester you are or something like that. If you're a manifesting generator, that's not what I'm talking about. That's your type. There is, I don't know. I don't know why I know this, but Kim Kardashian's is specific. Why do I know that? I don't know. TikTok. Okay. But mine is not specific, and that could even be it. It could be like specific and not specific instead of specific in general. I can't remember. Oh my God. Tanya, research before you get on the microphone. Jesus. Okay. Anyways, that's like one little hack you could look into. Maybe you are a person who needs specific things to manifest. Maybe you're a person that needs to manifest by feel. Maybe you're a person that manifests by like having a general vision. The other thing I have seen in readings a lot is people getting immobilized from their own ambition. Because their ambition seems so big and they get overwhelmed by the bigness of their ambition that they become still, like they don't do anything. So those are people who, when I'm talking to them in readings, we tend to let's scale it back. Okay, let's do some things tomorrow. What can you feasibly do tomorrow? Don't worry about the big goal right now. Like it's cool to have it in the backseat, but you need to make like those first initial turns or whatever. So let's work on those first initial turns. excuse me. So I mean, that's a little bit to go off of to maybe like, again, if you're vibing with the blind leading the blind, the broke girls leading the broke girls, good grief, tongue twisters left and right here with mystics and broomsticks and broken. Okay. Anyways, if you're vibing, then my first self-inquiry is, what's your manifestation language? What is the way that you personally are called to manifest? And guess what? There's more because we're going to manifest something. We're going to try. We're going to run an experiment. So you get to figure out what your manifestation language is. So, my friend did this and, I think this is where we should try. So I can't remember, but it was of the mind of overcoming, blocks or limiting beliefs around money, which many of us have. Anyways, you were meant to manifest something that is not money or of any monetary value. So that's our first homework assignment. That's what I'm going to be working on is, and I'm going to do a key. My friend did a key. I'm cool. I'm into a key, but see how it's specific. So, and I'm like, I think I'm a general manifester. So, but I'm going to try it because we don't know until we do it. So I'm going to try it. And then what if it is that I get like a hotel card? Like that's a key, but it's, you know what I mean? I don't know. So it's just, we're just trying this. The first homework experiment is to manifest something that is of no or very, very little monetary value. You could do a loony if you want to. The idea here is that we are working with manifesting, knowing that we are not going to be interrupted by any limiting beliefs around money, or any money blockages, or if you think you have any difficulty with receiving, because if it has no monetary value, it's like, you know, no harm, no foul, right? So if we can't manifest the key, then we know, oh, we have like different holes in our manifesting technique, and we can, like, it's a smaller arena to troubleshoot. So that's where we're starting. So if you're like a ground zero, you have never manifested before, you've never tried to manifest anything before, I'm going to go into talking a little bit about maybe some ways we could try. I'm going to give you a few different ways, and maybe it'll work for some people that have manifested, but maybe flopped or failed, or it just doesn't work. And maybe we'll have a few different options. So I wonder if we can combine this all in one. I'm just sorry. I do podcasts on the fly, and sometimes it's not the smartest thing to do. I'm sorry. I'm in a little bit of a channel here, and I'm just trying to clarify if I should be teaching this as five separate things, or we do it as one together. Okay, how about you choose? I'm going to do it as one together. You decide if you want to do it separately. So whatever your non-monetary value item is, so I'm going to refer to it as a key from here on out just to keep it simple, but you can decide if you want to manifest a rock, like whatever, you do you, boo. So we're going to go into a meditation. I'm going to do this for 7 days straight. And I'm just carving out some hard rules just again for accountability and also to give you something tangible to work with if you decide to hop along on this little journey with me. So 7 days straight, like 5 minutes. It doesn't have to be a lot. We have children. We're busy people. Okay, I get it. Let's work with with what we got. And we're going to manifest our millions. We still have children. We still have busy lives. So let's like work with what we got here. So I am going to imagine feeling the key in my hand, I imagine it being cold, like kind of like a metal. I'm going to imagine all the different ways. Excuse me. Okay, slight digression. Have you heard of the medium in the middle? Stephanie, I think her name is. She talks about burping when she's like with spirit. And honestly, that just makes me feel better about myself because I do get like air passing through. And she says that she notices that is like a spirit working through her. And I'm like, I don't know, maybe it's because I just did not digest my meal. But it does happen a lot when I'm doing readings and other like podcasts when I'm reaching into the channel. So it's just interesting. Anyways, pardon me. Okay. So we're going to do physical touch, physical feel. So what does that feel like? And then I'm going to imagine everywhere I could possibly find this key. So maybe this is like day one, I'm doing just focusing on feel. Day two, I am focusing on all the potential places that I could find this key, maybe. Day three, it's going to be a visualization of what the key might look like. So imagining what shape it would be, how big it is, anything on that visual plane. So what have we got? We've got touch, we've got, sight, we've got, let's see, you could do, I feel like it would be hard to do a whole day on smell, But let's do that a little bit. So let's think about those tactile senses, like keys to me have that kind of like metallic smell, kind of like money. And maybe like, I don't really want to taste a key, but let's like throw that in there. What's that going to, so really getting tactile. So then revolve through, and again, you could do all of that just at once. Like you could go through all as many senses like at once and do that 7 days in a row, or you could kind of revolve through each, depending on how much time you take. Like if you're like, I took literally 1 minute to think about how that would feel in my hand, and that feels like too long, so I needed to move on so my mind would focus in for 5 minutes. Cool. So then run through all those things. But if you were like, maybe you're really, you could hyper focus for 5 minutes on just feeling that key in your hand, then the next day you focus on where you could find it. And then the next day you focus on what it could look like. And then the next day you focus on like those really tactile qualities, the taste, the smell, the how it functions, the weight of it, that kind of a thing. So essentially, and whichever one is the least clear, like the hardest for you to get, repeat that one the most. So if it's really easy for you to feel it in your hand, but really hard for you to visualize where you're going to find it, then you can 3 days in a row then, or repeatedly go into the where you could find it analysis. Okay. That feels good. That's it. We're going to keep it simple and short so that we don't forget and we don't overcomplicate it. 5 minutes per day, 7 days. Let's see if we can manifest a key. And maybe this will be like that. Did you ever hear that paperclip story? Like a guy, I don't know, he traded like a paperclip and eventually, I don't know, he got a boat or a house. I don't know, something. But he kept trading until he got this like really, so he started with a paperclip and then wound up with a house. And I'm like, that's wild. So maybe this key will wind up being a house or $1 million or whatever it is that we're, you know, we have been diligently manifesting for however long and sucking balls at it. if we're still here or I shouldn't say that, because chances are you're in the same situation I am, which is you have had success. You just have not had the success that you want. And so my question always is still like, maybe that success isn't mine, but there's like a real big part of my brain that's like, no, I really think it is. Not music anymore. That is dead. And that was hard. That was a big heartbreak. Just so we're clear. Like when I tell you I was fully delusional, that means when I had to realize that wasn't the way it was going to work out, I had that's why music and I are kind of in like a funny spot right now, is because we had a breakup. It was a bad breakup. I was very heartbroken. I still am. And now we're trying to navigate our way to like a platonic friendship sort of thing. Okay, I'm going to leave it at that. I don't know how long this episode is, so hopefully it's a decent one. But if you're doing this, please do reach out to me and let me know. And let's do this together. Or maybe I will update my socials with it. Starting, I don't know, some buffer time after this episode is released. So yeah, social media, you can hit me up on Instagram at TanyaRyanXO. Or we are, oh crap, what's our new podcast handle? Mystics Broomsticks? Mystics and Broomsticks? Oh gosh. Something like that. I'm sure it'll come up. You know what? Just message me on mine until I can remember what our podcast handle is. Have a wonderful afternoon, morning, evening, wherever you're at. And thank you for tolerating broke girls, leading the broke girls through this new manifestation era. Peace in, peace out.